Welcome to Our Job to be Done, the podcast for making a difference in the world we live in. My name is Johannes. I'm a digital consultant and author, and I'm today in Barcelona with Xavi and Miguel, and please introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Miguel Kinfolk. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Johannes. It's really a great pleasure to be with you and receive you in Barcelona. I'm CEO and partner of the Kinfolks, and I'm also responsible for the digital business unit area and big data.
Hello, good morning. Thank you, Johannes, for the opportunity again. I think let me introduce myself. My name is Xavi Kinfolk. I'm a partner and CEO of the Kinfolks. I'm responsible of the content, experience, and communication business unit. And in essence, I'm a curator. I think I started with 18 years old running my first business. And since that moment, I was fascinated about how empathy can help brands to connect with people's life.
Perfect. Thanks for the introduction. And the topic we want to look together in the next couple of minutes is making a difference and an impact in a very fast-moving world we're in. I came from Munich and beforehand from Berlin to here to Barcelona. I came during the night. I think you, because you're also traveling a lot, you have sometimes the situation, where do I sleep tonight? Did I book the right thing? And things are very, very fast in this world out there. So it starts even with basic situations like, where do I sleep tonight? How can I reach my family, and so on, that the world is very fast. But the question is for me, how do I make these impacts?
Well, in the world that we are living, I think that it's quite important to understand where we stand, but where we stand in a human perspective. I think innovation and technology is changing consumers' life. And I think one of the important points from a marketing point of view is that brands aren't aware of that. So the speed that brands evolve into the services and the speed that consumers evolve are completely different. So, and this creates a gap that is disrupting the people's lives and also the ability to generate business through that.
What's your experience?
I think that's true. Things are changing really fast. And I think the worst thing today is that all the organizations and traditional firms doesn't have the mechanisms to help individuals to grow personally. I think this is really important. I think we have a responsibility on that. I think when you talk about the world, you're talking about people. People behavior. I think this is, for me, I think has been the goal of my life, understanding human understanding. But I think right now is more important than ever because, as you said, things are changing and the people is not ready for that. I think due to the technology, due to different factors, things are changing really fast. And at the end, you need, as owners of a business, we need to give these mechanisms to the people to understand the change and be ready to be self, to have self-awareness.
So, yes, I totally agree. It's a bit like for each one of us, that situation. The question is, what does that big thing, that big, big movement out there mean for me? And I think the companies, like you said, were never in that situation in terms of like a one-to-one. And that's where the gap is, right?
Yes, absolutely. In the next 10 years, from the top companies in the world, half will be disrupted and probably will disappear. And this is because we are in the survival era. I mean, all the companies are in a survival mode and most of them aren't aware of it. And they keep on doing the same things that they used to do for the last 20 years. And this is not working anymore. So that's why, in our vision, it's very important to understand what is the business model and where it goes to. This is quite important because this is what gives the ability to deliver to the consumer what it's really needed in his life. Because right now, the consumer doesn't compare your business with your competition. It compares your business with Amazon, with a great experience. And all that it's below that, it's not good. So it's not prepared for the future.
Absolutely, Miguel. I think the greatest thing is that the companies are not ready, as Miguel was mentioning. And I think at the same time, traditional agencies or consulting firms are not are far away from the being able to provide the right purpose of the organization, which is creating profit and sales. I think this is one of our objectives, is giving that mechanisms to the organizations to be able to evolve and be dynamic, to catch this consumer interest that is now way faster than before.
So related to that gap, and you were also saying each company is basically under stress right now with that situation. It also sounds very stressful for them, while on the other side, an impact comes from a bit maybe having a distance and looking on a more solid way long term and so on. I might want to relate it also back to the to people listening to the podcast, because we're sitting here in Barcelona at an old factory, yeah, with a lot of handcraft around, people who are really building buildings. They're doing something with wood around here. So it's very, very traditional. It's a very calm place. We're just meeting where your office is. And on the other side, you have people here who are really building great digital experiences.
I think, Johannes, this is really important for us, because finding the right place for Kinfos was one of the main goals at the beginning. I think we're in an old factory, but more so we're in an old area of Barcelona. I think for Kinfos was this makes the difference for all the folks, because this is more than an office. This is the powerhouse. I think we are really proud that announce that this is the an special space for us, because the powerhouse means much more than an office. This is the this is related with where we are, because it's next to the all production site, which is related with what we are doing here, because the powerhouse of Kinfos is the production center where we produce every single thing, assets, digital ecosystems, researches, everything. But this is produced from Barcelona and delivered to all worldwide, because at the end we are right now currently working with between 20 and 35 countries, and this is the way to control here in Barcelona this the DNA of Kinfos, controlling how we work, how we can ensure the delivery to guarantee that is outstanding.
Yeah, moreover, I would say that it's quite interesting, because right now we are working with 8 nationalities. So diversity for us, it's a very important element. As we are a global agency and we are covering, as Xavi said, around 30 different countries, it's very important for us to have this diversity. And Barcelona is seen as well in terms of living as one of the most interesting cities in Europe to live. So this gives also an edge to the agency, because we are able to attract top talent to Barcelona without paying what you need to pay in other markets, like for instance in US. So this is a very important competitive advantage for the Kinfos.
And I think also this building and this area is like you're very close to people, you're very down to earth. I mean, compared to what we said before with companies who are sometimes very far away in terms of people are, this is a very grounded area.
Yeah, I would say that this is important as well for our vision. No, we are not typical consultant firms, but we do strategy, and we do very modern strategy. Mm-hmm. We are not a typical agency firm, so we are other kind of agencies. So to have this ground base based in, like you say, in a very human sense, related with the factory that has more than 100 years, and inside a district that is creative and that is oriented to innovation, it's something that is really important for us, and that will build the future, because we aim high, and this is important also for the people that we are developing here and the talent that we have in-house.
So you have a actually small team, selected people, diversity. But on the other side, it's also like you have some big client out there. I mean, that's very, very interesting that it's such a small team has the opportunity to win a major big account like Merck. That's quite unusual.
Yes, it's true. I think we won the Merck account because of what we are, but especially because of what we aren't. We are not a multinational, we are not a specialized firm, and we are not oriented to results. We are an end-to-end digital transformation agency that is oriented not to results, to business results. So when we approached Merck proposal, we approached in a different way. Most agencies in a traditional way would think about the insight, develop a big idea, and then think about how to distribute it. Through social media, through website, you know, they think about that. And then they are more focused in results like shares, size of the community, visits to the web, then in real business, in the real-time value of the consumer. So the proposal that we offered to Merck was really transformative because we thought about the evolution from business-to-business model to business-to-business to consumer model. And that made all the difference because then we were able to understand the insight, develop the big idea, and focus in communication that is authentic and genuine. Because consumers right now are more interested in a communication from their level than from the level of the agency or the brand. They want something that they really can connect in an empathic way. And that makes, I would say, all the difference. And this is why we're getting the results that we are getting.
So if I a bit take the step back from what you just said, it's related also to our overall question, how to make an impact. It's a bit like, yeah, maybe taking a step back to what the others do, because getting an overview in terms of what is it all about, thinking very deep also in terms of human, and thinking very deep also in terms of what makes the real impact, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important. Adding over the comments of from Miguel, I think from the communication side, I think here in Kingfors we're trying to do something different. I think right now this creative team cooking up an idea, the big idea, this is over. I think we are not based on that kind of methodologies. We are thinking on more an agile, lean startup and design thinking processes that help us to create a new kind of a creative team. We call it hybrid creatives. That are thinking that it's people that can be finding out different insights based on real behavioral facts that we are finding and then execute it and implement it, but based on results. And that's the difference, because at the end of the day, we're not talking about creativity done in a table in front of a computer. We are talking about people that is thinking on the real results and then is adjusting and optimizing to get better results.
Yeah, and the same that you just said with making a difference and looking there, what's really in there in the moment. Just for the people listening out there, when you enter the office here, it's also very interesting. Like I said, it's an old factory. And for example, you're sitting at your computer, but there's also a hammer besides your computer, which is just like I thought, are you going to hammer in the computer or what is it related to? But I think it really has to do also with having something solid in the end and still a vision, right?
I think the hammer means more than a hammer. And I think it's talking about the ball and effectiveness of the delivering that we have in Kingfors. I think this is important for us. I think it's related also with the vision of the Kingfors, which is connected with the active macro moments, which is our own methodology that we create for implementing on with all our clients. I think right now, to dive a little bit on the active macro moments, I think is maybe we should go through the current context that we have in the market. I think right now we have different drivers or factors that are affecting to the current working model in Kingfors. I think the first one is the consumer split. Consumer split is, as we talked before, is affecting the way we interact with the consumer, the brands and the consumer. We have the at the same time new agile companies that are creating new experiences, as Miguel was mentioning before, and then the traditional agencies and consulting firms that are far away from the real purpose of the organization. Then we create this methodology based on this to deliver these bold and effective results represented by the hammer, because at the end, the active macro moments are a rich in-depth moment where the consumer watch, discover, learn, do something or buy a product, opening the opportunity to have a broader, I would say, perspective of the all the touch points that we have to interact with the consumer, opening the opportunity to send the right message at the right moment to the right people. And this is important because at the end, what we do is that we understand the consumer behavior. We define from the intrinsic motivations, the mental anchor they have when it comes to buy something. And then we define these moments and touch points that you can connect with the brand. And then we define this communication pattern that is more related about having different kind of tones, messages, assets that you send depending or according to the people and the moment you're interacting. But we didn't stop here. I think we were evolving the methodology to become the cornerstone of the Kinfos. I think we evolved from a static vision of this understanding of the consumer behavior to a more dynamic system. Why? Because when we have a system, when you have the content and the data, we add the AI that gives us the possibility to evolve with the consumer. Means that during the time, real time, you can be evolving the tone, the message, and the way you can interact with the consumer. And this, at the end, help organizations and brands to evolve and be more agile and dynamic. That's why this methodology helped us to become a hammer, because at the end, we are talking about giving a bold and effective results. What does it mean? Something that is effective and is affecting the business results.
So, what you just said, if I also try to bit, take a step back again, for me as a private person or even a business person, or on the other side, even for companies, what you just said is basically it helps to have some kind of intelligence that helps to basically translate a bit in terms of how to make the individual impact, yeah? So it's, as we said at the beginning, it's a stress situation for each one of us, yeah? And it's a stress situation for the companies, but it's more also like, who can, which intelligence, or who's the partner for me, who can help me to do the step forward and make the impact, to make the difference, right?
No, absolutely, I mean, we are very oriented to business, and to business results, but we are customer-centric. We come from this understanding of the consumer through our methodology in order to give and deliver the speed that organizations and brands need. So, and this makes all the difference, because, I mean, we are all human, no? But now we are empowered, and we have more technology in our end than most of the companies have in a synthesis way, because they are not thinking the same way as we are. No, and this means that for the consumer, his expectations are growing, and are growing very fast. No, and the ability for the brand to have a system and a mechanism that can be updated and can be dynamic and empower them to speed up. This is what makes the difference, and this is what we've been discovering the last 3 years, getting more competitive edge to the brands that we work for.
Also, to give the listener an experience that I would like to share, again, because I said, yes, I'm here in Barcelona, I was flying in. I had a different, a very interesting travel experience when I was traveling with the train in Germany 4 weeks ago, because the German railway has an app, yeah? And what they do is they really have intense social listening, all kinds of data that they use in terms of how is the traffic, how filled are the trains, what's the weather situation, is there any kind of police situation. And I wanted to book a ticket actually in the next hour, but then I got a message like, no, you want to go to Munich, which is 8 hours or something like that. if you book it right now, in terms of if you book it now, it might happen you're not getting a space, even you're paying for it. It might happen that it's so stressful for you to arrive there because it's just too full and so on. We recommend you take 2 more hours in Berlin where you are, and then in the end, you will have a safe place, you will have a way more, way higher opportunity to come arrive relaxed and so on. So what happened is out of this information, I was replanning, and it was basically like this intelligence helping me to rethink and to become better. And I think that that's exactly like what we were talking about. If you're open to think about, to trust such solutions, and if companies are able to build such solutions who are really actively thinking for you, and it's not only the solutions, like you said, you need to have a partner who's helping you with that. My experience is that this is really something where the company, but the individual, also can make a real difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that the companies that are focused in customer experience right now, they are making the difference. And there is also a discrimination between the use of technology just to drive business and the use of technology to understand better the consumer and deliver what he needs. I mean, I think your example is a clear example of a company that is doing well. I mean, we all know much more companies that are not doing well. And I think this makes the difference for the consumer, because the consumer, 62% of the consumers are trying to identify what the brands are doing, no, in social media, in the social channels, in order to understand what the brand is. Mm-hmm. So when you deliver a great experience, this will mark the brand for all the people that you know, because if you have a bad experience, you will share it. No, but if you have a good experience, you will share it as well, and you amplify the results of the brand.
Totally true. Perfect. So to wrap it up, yeah? We started with our main question, and I'm just going to repeat it so that we summarize what we just had. The question was, we're living in a fast-moving world. Digital plays a certain role that it's so fast. On the other side, the question is, both for a company but also for each one of us, how can we make a lasting impact? And related to that, the summarized question, what is the concrete job to be done?
To deliver incomparable value as an individual and an organization. I think this is the end line.
I will add two new more. This challenge, what you're doing every single day, this is really important, and give purpose in everything that you do.
And if I may add to purpose, it's not only purpose for myself, it's also like we said, for example, from a company's level, giving a purpose, experience to your customers and maybe also to your employees, right?
Right. I mean, human relationships are very important, and they will keep on being very important. So I think that the way to create a long-lasting strategy and experience and give some power to what we do every day is focus on that. It's focus on relationship and understand the consumer in order to deliver a powerful strategy.
Perfect. Thank you very much for taking the time, Xavi and Miguel, and I'm hoping to see you soon again.
Well, thank you very much, Johannes. Here you have your house anytime, any moment. You have Barcelona as your house as well.
I would say the powerhouse is yours too. Thank you.
May the powerhouse be with you.
Thank you.
All right.